This is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Henry on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Almost forgot because I wasn't here. I was in Mexico last week, and I sure didn't need that phone number. Didn't have any reason to call that one. Didn't have any reason to call any phone number at all. We went to the Four Seasons in Punta Mita. May I just say to you at this moment, do what you can. Cash in, deposit bottles, sell blood, which is basically what my wife and I do. Every year we give ourselves a week vacation somewhere because they won't let me take 2 weeks in a row. I only am allowed to take 1 week, and then I have to come back to work. Now, there's other guys who work on the station. They get to take 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row, in fact, but not me. 1 week, and then I got to come back. I got to get back there, or children die. Kids die. Kids are taken hostage and are killed. So we got to get back here within 5 days, and since we don't have that much time, we go to Mexico, and we save our money, and we try to go to a place that's nice, and we went to this place, the Four Seasons Hotel. It's 30 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta, and the place couldn't be better. I mean, I can't even begin to describe to you. The food was fantastic. The accommodations were great. There's something that was outside my window every night. I don't know what this was. I got to tell you, the rain was coming down in buckets because it's the subtropics, and this time of year it tends to rain quite a bit. In fact, there was a hurricane, I think, that was tornadoes were in Acapulco, which is a little bit south. So when we got there, it was very humid. But sunny during the day, so we had all this great sun and just nice, just kicking, you know. I mean, that's all we did was just sit by a pool, and it's the kind of thing that's just cool, you know, that when you have a guy walking up to you and saying, "Yes, Mr. Henry, can I get you anything else, sir? Perhaps would you like to sample something from the tequila bar, or perhaps, would you care for some apricots? The chef picked them himself this morning."
"Why, I certainly would, Pedro. Move my umbrella a little bit to the left."
"Yes, sir. And can I get the missus anything?"
You know, you can't. You got to love that. So what we do is we scrape every nickel. We take hostages. We get the ransom money and rob a few banks. And we get just enough dough to put ourselves in a beautiful place like this Four Seasons. So we're staying there. But at night it was raining. And I mean thunder and lightning. Have you ever been in a real... I know a lot of you folks live in the Midwest and the Southeast. You know what I'm talking about when I talk about a thunderstorm. You know exactly what I'm saying. People out West don't know what that is. For the most part, for instance, in California, because my wife, who's from the Valley, the L.A. Valley, she doesn't know from a real lightning and thunderstorm. So when one hit on Monday night, I'm talking about lightning that lights the whole room up as if you're at a police interrogation cell, as if you're getting the full floodlight effect. It'll light your room up, and it'll light the room up for about 3 seconds. Count 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Do you know how long a lightning blast that is? And so she's standing at the window, hugging herself, crossing herself. I thought she was going to Fatima to pray to the Virgin or something, you know, genuflecting, lightning and everything. And it looked like something right out of Young Frankenstein. So this was happening. And once this was over, then outside the window comes this. Well, now I'm thinking, okay, it's possible there's some wildlife out there that is in some distress. Maybe it was hit by the lightning. It sounds like a duck that is stuck or caught or is in some distress. I'm hearing, well, naturally, thinking that there's a poor animal in distress, what do? I pick up an ashtray and I throw it in the general direction of the animal. I didn't pick up an ashtray. What I did do was, is I went outside and I did what a lot of people do. It wasn't a cat, so I just went, "Get out of here, shh," you know, whatever. What do you think's going to work with an animal going, wah, 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 wah? I'm going, "Psst, get out of here, come on, get out," like that. I don't know what it was. At the time, I didn't know what it was, so I'm, "The hell is that, you know?" The thunder and lightning has pretty much gone over. It's raining still a little bit. And the beautiful thing about the tropics is it rains at night, but in the day, sun's out, beautiful thing. And that's how it was in Mexico. It was raining. Then the last few days we were there, it cleared up 24 hours. It's gorgeous. But this first couple of nights, so this thing's like, wah, 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 wah. What is crap? I don't know what that is. So Maria says, "I mean, why don't you turn the light on or something? Maybe that'll scare." So I turned, there was an outside light, so I flipped that on. I go back to bed. I'm beginning to drift off. Suddenly, wah, this stuff. And it was loud enough for what's keeping me awake. So I'm going, psst, get out of here. I'm about ready to, and then I see one of the little golf carts go by of the people that work at the resort. It's 3 a.m, but these guys, you know, they never stop working. I say, and I want to go, yo, ho, I got a guy up here going, wah, 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 and the thing just goes by. So, sure enough, the thing shuts up now up behind me 300 feet.
Wah, 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 wah.
Turns out these are animals. This is what they do after it rains. The next morning, I talked to one of these guys. Guy said, oh, senor, it's probably an iguana. Or a gila monster. I said, it wasn't a bird? No, that was probably an iguana or lizard or something like that. A lizard? And then it started to make sense. A lizard, if it's scared, doesn't really run. It kind of sits quiet. Whereas a bird's going to run. So when I went out there and I tried to freak the thing out, and then I go to bed and I hear, wah, 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 wah. I'm going, okay, what? That ain't no duck. A duck's going to split. That's something, I don't know what it is. The next day, the guy says to me, oh, yes, senor, they got all kinds of crap around here. They got these iguanas, all this crap. They got crabs. They had crabs running all over the place, these little crabs. They run across the road. I killed about 50 of them going out. We decided to go to Puerto Vallarta one day, so I rented a car, which, by the way, thanks a lot, Hertz, for that 1969 Volkswagen Bug. But anyway, that's what they rented me. They said, well, would you like the midsize or would you like an economy? I said, I'll take an economy. That's no big thing. We're going to take a run into Puerto Vallarta. It's about 30 minutes away. The guy pulls up in a 71 Bug. The thing was awesome. I said, I haven't gotten into one of these since I was in high school. I almost started to cry. And Maria's going, holy geez, look at this. So we sat there like a couple of dummies trying to figure out where reverse was. And it's down, you press down in neutral over to the left. You're right. What did you do
yes,
Craig?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, to the left. You press down, over, down left. And I was pressing over, down right. And I still get in fourth gear, and I don't know what. And Maria couldn't figure it out. So we got this VW Bug. And I mean, have you heard those four speeds, those old Volkswagen four speeds? Like, man, are they loud. But it was a great little car. I took this thing into Puerto Vallarta one day, but as we're going out the road out of the hotel, she sees these little... I said, those are leaves. She goes, those aren't leaves. Those are crabs you're killing. You're murdering crabs. Every kind of these creatures. Crabs. This thing going, wah, 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 wah. Did I pick up a few for dinner? They were about that big. I don't know if you get any meat out of these things. They had snakes, went snorkeling, and there's sea snakes. That's all you need to see. You're out of the water. You're not going to be, no, you know, I love the coral and the beauty and all that crap. I see a moray eel. I'm back on the chair. Ain't going back in there. Saw a freaking jellyfish and a sea snake. That's all I need to see. And all kinds of crap like that. But it was such a beautiful place. You guys, you got to just do what we do. I mean, save your pennies and nickels, whatever you can do. It's all that we can do. I mean, it's whatever money we have in the jar, whatever money we got saved, and we throw it all into this thing. And we took first class, as a matter of fact, on Alaska, which, do yourself a favor, go coach. No big deal. Hey, you know, seriously, I got to say this. I like Alaska. And people were saying, oh, my God. Oh, holy God. What? You're flying Alaska to Puerto Vallarta? I said, yeah. That's exactly what we're doing. You want to know why? Why? Because it's the safest bloody airline out there right now. And I never do understand that. Oh, you can't fly that airline. They just had a crash. All the more reason to fly them. Those guys are so intent on not having that happen again. They've got more guys crawling over those jets, crawling underneath. They're inspecting everybody, the pilots, the flight attendants, the jets, the guy working at the ticket counter. They got a rubber glove up everybody's rear end from the CEO all the way down. All the more reason to fly, which is what we did. And I like Alaska, although I got to tell you guys, on the ground at Puerto Vallarta, you're slipping a little bit, okay? I mean, everybody's waiting for the plane, and you still got a sign up that says Seattle, and it's like 15 minutes ago. I said, well, you know, we're all going to L.A. Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot. Guys, you know, whatever. Not a big deal, except I like to know where I'm going, you know. If you go to the Puerto Vallarta airport, they got gate B, and there's like sector B, gate 4. There's a whole B thing, and then you got to go down to, not a big thing. But we flew Alaska down there. It was real good. What do I mean by that? The plane didn't crash. But this was a beautiful play. I'm telling you, Craig, and they had these agave cactus, which is what they make the tequila out of. And they had these hundreds of agave cactuses. And then they had a beautiful agave tequila display in one of the bars. So they had these agave plants, and they had, I'd say probably about 50 bottles of different tequilas, you know, the reposados, everything, and which is exactly what I drank for five solid days. And I'll tell you why, because that'll kill everything that's anything bad you think you're going to eat in Mexico. You drink enough tequila, Jim, it ain't going to hurt you, okay? You want to know what hurted me? What hurted me. There's a good word. You want to know what hurted me? I'll tell you what hurted me, damn it, getting back here and eating American food. And I haven't had, God forgive me for saying this, a normal bowel movement since Saturday, since I got back. Mexico, I was fine. I get back here and I'm sick. But that'll do it. You drink that tequila, it'll kill that. And that way you won't hear what I heard standing there at the desk as we were checking out. How is everything, Mr. Brown? Some guy's about 30, and his wife's there, 28, and she's, you know, a little blonde. And he says, oh, everything was just great until I had one of your apricots. Then it just came out like a fire hose. But other than that, it was wonderful. And
yes, he had the apricot, and it came out like a fire hose. The wife is there. And I talked to the chef about it.
Oh, yes, sí, senor. I'll talk to the chef. Oh, well, but no, please don't fire him too quickly. Fire him after we leave, okay? Jesus, if I hadn't had that apricot, everything would be fine. I was playing tennis with Daphne, and then I had an apricot and just poo soup. Wow. But it's a good thing we're going back to America, I guess. You people are fun to be around. A little oily, but... Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Four Seasons, Punta Mita. I highly recommend it for all of your travel pleasures and needs. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-86. And by the way, I ain't plugging them because they gave me a free trip. I paid with blood every day. It was fantastic. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And we just got back from our vacation down south, so thanks for tuning in to the show, not knowing whether we're on tape or not, right? Last week, people were saying, are you? Because we don't put any disclaimers saying the Phil Henry Show is on tape this week, so bug off if you feel like calling. We just roll a tape, and you can call if you want. And if you don't get the message that no one has answered after 5,800 rings, then we figure, you know, why? What, are we going to explain it to you? See what I mean? A lot of these shows who say this is the best of the Phil Henry Show or this is the best of the so-and-so show, what the hell's the point? That's talk about an automatic tune-out. You know, what I hope that I can do when we're on vacation is roll tape and sucker you into listening to at least one show until the next day you go, wait a second, this is crap I've already listened to. Then you can tune out. But why lose you in the first 3 minutes with... How about the first 3 seconds with, this is the best of the Phil Henry Show. Please don't call. What do we care whether you call or not? You know, these guys say, please don't call because there's no one here. What is, I guess I could be courteous and save you the time, but I don't feel like that. Because I have to weigh one side against the other. I've got to weigh the good against the bad, and the good outweighs the bad. The good being, you'll listen. The bad being, I'm being rude because I didn't tell you not to call, so you're calling and you're wasting your time. But then there ain't that many of you to begin with, so what do I care?
This is the best of the Phil Henry Show. Please, don't call. We're on tape this week, so there's nobody here to...
Whatever, you can call if you want.
Hey, no one answered. I'll call back.
Keep on calling. It's such a waste of time, man. So what I decided was this, that we would not identify the show as being on tape. So you'll never know when we're on vacation until you begin to vaguely feel an unease in your bowels, and you'll say, wait a second, this is that show that made me want to run for the toilet the first time. This show's on tape. And then you tune out, but not before. And I'm sure not going to give you the opportunity with, you're listening to the best of the Phil Henry Show. Some pre-recorded moments from past shows. Phil's on vacation. He's not here. If you call, there's no one here. It's just a tape. Just a long, monotonous tape. So please, don't call. Oh, but wait a second. Did I say something to make you want to tune out? Don't tune out. No, please. Okay, there they go. They're gone. Biggest waste of time on God's good green earth telling people that it's a best of show. Just roll a bloody show and not say anything. Roll a show. Don't tell them it's on tape. And you know what? Only the really hardcore people will know it's on tape anyway, and who cares about them? The real hardcore fans know, oh, wait a second, this is a tape show, I'm tuning out. Go ahead, tune out, because I know you'll be back. The guys that we want are the, you know, the new listeners. And when you do those best of shows, that grabs those new listeners. They listen, they go, oh, Jesus, this guy does this kind of crap? Well, when he comes back from vacation, well, I think I'll listen to that guy, great. The hardcore people who listen to all these shows, they tape them themselves anyway. They've listened to them all 168,000 times before you even ran them again on the network. Those cats, bug off, you know? You guys are so weird. You're so weird. And you scare me. And I met a bunch of you guys at the Meeting of the Miles there at the Beach Fest in Redondo Beach a week ago Saturday. You're very nice people, don't get me wrong, but God, are you frightening. And I know I scare you too. I know I showed up in that big oversized sombrero, but you're just so oddball. Giving me crap, giving me gifts. And they're not even good stuff, Craig. They give me things like little bottles of Prel shampoo. You know, here, Phil, I wanted you to have... Well, what, did you steal this from a hotel? What is this? This lady gave me one time a whole pillowcase full of those little miniature bottles you get in hotels. She gave me this. Here's something. Hi, hon, I just love your show. Well, thank you. Very sweet. Well, here, I have. Oh, thank you. This is a, okay, body lotion from a Marriott, okay? Good. So I used to get that stuff, right? Thanks to the lady, by the way, who gave me the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. That was nice. Some people gave me some nice notes. So it's always great to meet the hardcore fans, but they're really odd and they're scary as hell. And, you know, the less contact we have with each other, the better. You just live your life, I'll live mine. If you like the show, that's great. Listen to it. If not, go ahead, bug off, tune out. It doesn't make any difference one way or the other. My life is coming rapidly to an end. I'm going to take hostages within the next 6 months. I really, today, I saw something on the freeway that made me want to take hostages. Do you know what I saw? I saw an Oregon license plate. And I thought about it because, all right, it's an Oregon license plate, but I thought, wait a second, isn't that the state where if you drive up there with a California plate, they want to let the air out of your tires? You know that, don't you? Do you feel free to drive into Oregon with a California plate on your car? You don't care, right, Craig? You have people up there that raise almonds, I think it's what you call them. A-L-M-O-N-D-S. Almonds. I'm an almond farmer. You know that if you go to Oregon, they'll let the air out of your tires and they'll beat you up with it. They'll beat you with chains. You didn't hear about that? If you have a California license plate. So I'm driving and I see this Oregon plate. I wanted to harass the woman all the way down the freeway. I wanted to roll my window down and just, hey! With her little Oregon plate. Feeling just as free as the wind to drive around with her Oregon license plate in the state of California. Well, you're going to know what hell there is. Oh, she's already in hell. She's in L.A. So that bothered me. It got me angry. Lately, I've been feeling that way. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, man, but I do. I feel like there's something's going to happen. There's going to be sandbags in front of my house. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that we got a kid going into high school, and I was at a parent-teacher's meeting yesterday. You see, if you think I'm a piece of crap, guess how I spent the latter part of my Sunday afternoon? At a parent-teacher's meeting. For our new high school, where our guy is going to go next year. That's what I did with my Sunday. What'd you guys do? Besides sitting around with a thumb jammed, wishing that NBA series would have gone 7 games. And, oh, geez, not the PBA, man. Well, when the Akron Open comes on, then I'll watch. Professional Bowlers Tour with Chris Schenkel. And there's my little friend Melissa, who got engaged this past week to her beau. That's the guy's name, her beau. And... So anyway, Melissa, what was the thing we were telling you to tell him? Oh, yeah, that's right. Since you're engaged, and since we are taking the early part of next week off, how about having him bust for the money for you to fly back and visit him in Indianapolis, wherever the hell it was? You cheap creep, Mark. We love you, and thanks for being a fan of the show. Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And on the line is Margaret Gray. She's over at the Susuño's Luncheon for Dick Garrett. Is that it?
Yes, Phil. Dick Garrett is possibly one of the great young directors in independent films right now, and Sue is having the luncheon for him and for some of the projects that he's working on. The first installment of his retrospective is going to be shown at the museum tomorrow night. So we're basically here just to say hello to him and to honor him. But one of the real reasons, Phil, why I wanted to speak with you on the show today is about Bob Hope.
By the way, can I interrupt you and just mention something we talked about?
Yes.
The bumper stickers that you are actively trying to promote on the show. Now, what does it say?
Yes. You mean about the oil thing?
Right.
The bumper stickers that I want to actively promote, and I think if every American would put these on their car, we would go a long way toward making ourselves aware of the gas crisis.
Well, the thing of it is from marketing told me that...
What I want to do, Phil, is have a bumper sticker that says, America, OPEC's jail bitch. And the real...
America, OPEC's jail bitch.
That's right. That's right.
You really think that's going to get people on your side?
It's not about getting them on my side, darling. It is about making them aware of what is going on in this country at $2.40 a gallon... After we fought in the War of the Gulf some 15 years ago to save Arabia, they have not come back with any thank you or how do you do. And I think it's a fine how do you do that we fought the war and we're paying those prices. So everybody listening to the Phil Hendry Show, if you want a bumper sticker that says America, OPEC's jail bitch... And
you know, you're a woman. Don't you think the use of that word...
Just let me get the address out. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Phil Hendry Show in care of the Premier Radio Networks, Sherman Oaks, California. What is your zip code, darling?
I don't know. What's our zip code here? So what am I going to do? I'm going to give them a bumper sticker?
You're going to send them a bumper sticker that says, America, OPEC's jail, bitch. And we'll see how many people have the courage... to put that bumper sticker on their car.
All right, our zip code is 91403. So you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Phil Hendry Show, care of the Premier Radio Networks, and that's in Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. I think it'll get to just Premier. Do we have to give the whole street address?
What's the street address, darling?
I don't think we have to.
What is it?
It's 15260 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 550. In Sherman, 500. Forget it. Just send it to... What am I asking them to send stuff for? I don't have a bumper sticker to give them.
Phil, if you get enough requests, I really think you should have that made up. Now, let me get on to Bob Hope, because I know we have a limited amount of time.
What about him?
Bob Hope, first of all, Phil, I was looking at... I was having a lunch, actually, over at the NBC commissary. They have got him doing another special.
You're kidding.
No, I am not. I am absolutely shocked that they're going to try to squeeze another special out of that poor man. Now, if Bob Hope insists on living as long as he's living, and if he really insists, if NBC insists on pushing Bob Hope into our television screens again...
Wait. Bob Hope is going to do another special?
Yes, and I have the guest list. I have a partial guest list.
He's 97. I mean...
Phil, I don't know what they're thinking, but they're going to squeeze another special out of this poor man. And I am putting NBC on notice. If you're going to put that poor devil on television again, the poor devil is 97 years old. Don't you think they should do something with his eyes? Because they have sagged to the point where you can almost see skull. And I really believe...
Wait. Bob Hope is not... What do you mean his eyes? I noticed that he's got some sagging, you know...
Yes, the eyes are sagging so much you can see skull. And I wish that NBC would do something. I'm really put off by that, and I really don't want to see skull. He is obviously too vain a man to have a plastic surgeon work on his face. Otherwise, he would have had his nose done. But the fact of the matter is, I think NBC could push it. And that,
well, I don't know that Bob Hope would have had his nose done. You know, that nose that Bob Hope had was a signature of his. And
I really think, Phil, had the man had any sense at all, he would have had the nose done. I don't think it added anything. I will say that NBC should definitely have those eyes fixed, because it is the least they can do for a fan base that is now forced to look at these disfigurements that have encroached into our lives. And what I'm asking, really, and what I think all of Bob's fans want, Phil, is that he insists, if he insists on living and doing personal appearances, that he has something done about his face. And that,
well, look, if Bob Hope wants to go on television, it's his right. He's got a lot of fans, and I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with his face. And
Phil, there is no bigger fan of Bob Hope's than I. I was a big, big fan of his when he was doing the Academy Awards. I am telling you, the eyes, they are sagging so much, I can see ocular nerve. I can see...
All right, wait a second. Bob Hope...
I am telling...
You're not seeing ocular nerve.
I am telling you that his eyes... Have you seen them?
I haven't seen him, no.
He was on television, I don't know, a couple of days ago. They sag down so much that the eyeballs have lifted out of the skull. They're independent of skull. So that they're all...
So what different... Why are you bringing this up? The fact...
Because he's going to do another special. Because NBC is going to force us to look at this. And that...
Well, I have no idea that he's doing another special. I'm shocked to hear that they're going to force a 97-year-old man...
I don't think they're forcing him. I think Bob Hope wants to do it.
Did you say you had a guest list?
Yes, I do. Phil, listen to me. His eyes are hanging out on purple optic veins. They are...
I don't need a medical rundown of what's going on with the guy, all right? I understand that he's a very old man, and obviously he has some physical disability to some degree. But
I'm just saying, if they're going to push him out there, then I would insist. I personally would insist on something being done about the disfigurements. Now, do you want that list, or don't you? This is the partial guest list. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Adrian Barbeau, Phil. Now, this will be the Bob Hope special this fall on NBC.
Who?
Adrian Barbeau. Ken Berry, and he is just a riot. Susan Anton. Mort Saul. Larry Storch. And great, and I loved him on What's Happening, Fred Rerun Berry is going to be there, as well as Mike Tyson. And, oh, by the way, speaking of Mike Tyson...
That's the list, huh?
That is partial.
Hold on for a minute.
I wanted to tell you about Mike Tyson.
Hold on for a minute. Adrian Barbeau, Ken Berry, Susan Anton, Mort Saul, Larry Storch?
Yes, from F Troop. And
okay, and Fred Rerun Berry and Mike Tyson. This is the list.
That is a partial list, yes. What? Is there something wrong with it? Just tell me now. Is there something wrong with the list?
I just... Adrian Barbeau, Ken Berry... Let me ask my engineer, Craig Taylor, who's 25 years old. Do you know who Adrian Barbeau is? Do you know...
Well, what difference does that make? These are quality, sterling silver entertainers. These are quality people. They deliver.
Ken Berry, Susan Anton, and Larry Storch.
On the Bob Hope special this fall. Now, the other thing I want to mention about Mike Tyson, Phil, a big, big stink was made this weekend when he referenced Lennox Lewis, who he's going to fight next.
Right.
And he said...
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me give a phone number out.
All right.
Because there's a lot of stuff we're throwing at the people here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. She claims that Bob Hope's doing yet another special this Christmas, and that his face is in no shape to be on a television set, which I think is...
What I said was, Phil, if you're going to make us look at that face...
Well, I don't think NBC's making anybody look at anything. Anyway, Bob Hope will be doing another special. Adrian Barbeau and Larry Storch, and I don't know who else. She claims Bob Hope needs some plastic surgery because his eyes are hanging out of his head. Is that it?
Phil, I didn't say his eye. I said that the skin is sagging away from the eyeball, so that it's only being held in place by an optic nerve. The only reason why his eyes are still in his skull is by a thin blue optics.
Okay, God.
Well, Phil, you asked me the question.
I understand that. The graphic nature. All right, let's get back to the Mike Tyson thing.
All right.
When we come back, our number, 1-800-449-8686. That's Margaret Gray. She's over at a luncheon being given for Dick Garrett, who's a young independent filmmaker, over at Sue Sunio's house. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Very sexy.
All right, Phil Henry back here, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is with us, and she is talking to us from her most... Where are you this afternoon?
I'm in Newport Beach over at Susunio's, and that is a beautiful restaurant here for Dick Garrett.
Okay, and we're talking about, among other things, Bob Hope, you say, needs some kind of facial surgery to keep his eyeballs from falling out of his head.
If you have seen Bob Hope... And I don't know how many of your listeners have seen him lately, but his face skin is sagging so far down, there is nothing keeping his eyes from falling right into the street. Now, I...
You're not a doctor, right?
No, I am not. What I am saying to NBC, God Almighty, if you're going to put that man on another special, and he's going to bring the people on that he is going to bring on for this coming winter... Don't do that to Bob Hope, and don't do that to the fans. Get some plastic surgery or something for that man.
I think he's too old to be working. I really do, and I don't know why he would be working, if that's, in point of fact, a fact. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, number one, you cannot see an optic nerve looking at someone.
Well, what's
number
keeping
two,
his eyes in his
eyes
head?
Eyes are not going to fall out of the sockets because of the muscles that
well,
keep them
there.
Well,
what is keeping his eye in his head?
The muscles keep the eyes in the head. And if he's too old to have that kind of surgery done, he's in too poor of health to have that kind of surgery done.
Well, my God.
I really don't think that...
They want to put him on television, which I think, I don't know why. Have you seen the Bob Hope specials?
I have seen Bob Hope specials.
Why would they want to put that poor man on yet again? They're going to squeeze one more special out of him.
Well, I agree with you that I don't think he needs to be on another special.
Thank you.
But I don't think that he is physically capable of being on another special. However, all
well,
I'm
God,
saying
they're gonna have
is
him go out with a golf club and swing the golf club and come out in the cart. He's going to do a soft shoe.
Oh, come on. He is not.
So that's my information.
There is no way that he can do any of those things. His mental health will not let him do that. His physical health will not let him do that.
What kind of shape do we know?
You just really... do not know what you're talking about when it comes to the maxofacial area.
Well, darling,
and,
are you a doctor?
I couldn't stand to listen to
am
you
Am I
anymore.
Speaking to a doctor?
I am a registered nurse with 16 years of experience and will soon have my nurse practitioner's license.
Wait a second. Don't you think that Bob Hope should at least risk the surgery so that we don't have to look at that?
No, ma'am. I do not think that is a viable risk for him.
Well,
given all of his other bleeding complications that he has had in
his
the
guy's just been in the guy's just been in the hospital.
That's what
and,
I'm saying.
The fact that
well, I think that Bob Hope, who toured and entertained all of the troops, now they've got him going off to Germany again. Where's the war that we just fought?
Kosovo.
Yes, he's going to go over there. Can you believe
I
that?
I haven't heard anything about that. Now, that may be true.
He's
However,
going over
I don't
Susan
see
Mantron.
How anyone in their right mind would let him go with the past medical history he has had within the last several months.
Bob Hope
That's
is in no shape.
Absolutely ludicrous.
He is in no shape to go entertain troops anywhere. He did
Thank
the
you.
Last time he did that. He did the. Did he do the Gulf War? I don't know.
All I know is that he, Susan Anton, and Charles Nelson Reilly, are going to go over and entertain the Serbian troops. Now, I think that is ridiculous. I think that...
What do you mean, entertain the Serbian troops?
That's what I've heard.
I think that you have wrong information there. No physician is going to let him out of the country.
I didn't invent the
troops. I don't know what you're talking about, and I appreciate you letting me call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
1-800-449-8686.
I don't think, Phil, that... First of all, I didn't invent the truth. I only report it. But I will tell you that...
You didn't invent the truth. You only report it.
That I will tell you that Robert Francis Hope, who gave all of us so much laughter, is a guy, I think, who ought to be allowed to retire, don't you?
I do, absolutely do. I don't know how true it is. Where did you get this information that, first of all, he's going to be doing a special, and second of all, he's going to Kosovo to entertain the Serbians?
The information I have, Phil, is unimpeachable. I cannot betray my sources, but the word is he's going over with Susan Anton and Brett Summers, and they're going to...
Brett Summers? What is this, the match game?
Phil, no one wants to see a man with his eyeballs hanging out down to his knickers trying to swing a golf club. I'm trying to help. And
I agree with you. I absolutely agree. Bob Hope is a beloved entertainer. The man's given enough to this country and ought to be allowed to rest. Here is Newton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi. I don't know who this lady is that you got on the show tonight, but I'm sure there's a lot of people like myself that disagree totally with what she's got to say.
Well, what am I saying that you need to disagree with? I'm saying,
if Bob Hope wants to do a special, you have an option of either watching the special or turning it off.
At 97, darling, do you think do you think that's right that NBC let him out onto a soundstage at 97?
I would think that Bob Hope could make a decision for himself what he wants to do. If he wants to do a special, then by God, I'll watch it.
You know something? I don't think Bob Hope could decide whether he wants the kiwi or the
bananas. Well, I don't think
you can
decide for him either.
I'm not trying to decide for him, but I will say this. If they put his face in front of a camera, they need to do something with the eyes.
Well,
shove them back into the head. I don't know what.
You know what, man?
You know,
that's your opinion.
Yeah, you're talking like he's about to lose his eyes. And
Phil, they're about ready to come tumbling out of his head. Like a couple of gumballs out of a machine.
Well,
you know,
he's in the eye of the beholder, and I think Bob Hope, if he wants to do a special, is certainly has the right to do so.
All right, darling, what do you think about him entertaining troops in Serbia?
I think Bob Hope has done a lot of great things for this country, and I appreciate the fact that he's who he is.
So you think they should wheel him onto a jet and send him over to Serbia, do a soft shoe,
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't think they should. What do you mean, do a soft shoe? You telling me he's going to get out there and do a soft shoe?
With Mary Tyler Moore, yes. Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore. All right, sir, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You know,
what if one of the eyes pops during the show? What if he loses? I don't know.
Well, you never mind about his eye. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that Bob Hope can do whatever he wants to do. I have to go on record at least and agree with you and say I don't think that the man has I don't think that he's healthy enough to do that. I don't think he's healthy enough to keep up that kind of schedule. And I certainly don't believe that Bob Hope needs to do that kind of work anymore.
All right. Phil, I needed to make one more point about Mike Tyson. He made the statement that he wanted to eat Lennox Lewis's children. It was an unfortunate thing to say. It was a very African thing to say, and I think people that don't understand the cannibal, which is the French colonial way of saying cannibal, that is the flesh eater, if you don't understand the cannibal, you cannot hope to understand the African motif.
And what do you mean the African motif? What, eating people?
It is a cannibal. And I think that's what Mike was trying to say. It was very unfortunate because Mike Tyson's a good fighter. He misspoke.
All right, well, thank you, Margaret. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Cannibal.